Welcome. This is Erica Glessing. Today, what we're going to look at is new opportunities. So I'd like you just to get in a comfortable position and sit with your head directly over your shoulders and breathe some energy up from the earth and just kind of there, just relax a minute. Let go of all your worries for 10 minutes. We're just going to relax for about 10 minutes. We're going to let go of all the worries that have been sitting on your shoulders, all those things that aren't helping you do anything in your life. Just let the worries go. There you go. They can come back in a few minutes. Just let them go for the purpose of this recording. Awesome. You're awesome today. If I haven't told you that lately, you're awesome today. Yeah, so let's just step in this place of opportunities. And I just kind of wanted to do a reminder of all the opportunities that you've stopped seeing. As human beings, we get habituated and our patterns start repeating. And if we don't stop and choose something new or choose something different, then life isn't giving us everything life was meant to give us. So there's more to life than you probably have been aware of lately. So let's step into the zone of opportunity. And there's some things you can do just straight up that are really easy. So you can change some things in your environment. In feng shui, they say move 27 things to freshen up your energy. So move, maybe change the direction of your bed, or wash all of your bedding, or treat yourself to a walk to somewhere you've never walked before, or make a conscious effort to smell some fruit, like open up a citrus, or, you know, open up something that's pleasing to your senses and smell something fresh. Our sense of smell is our oldest sense. It's olfactory. And it was very important in prehistoric days to keep us from being killed if we smelled prey coming. Or if we were hungry, if we smelled something prey that we wanted to kill. So the olfactory sense of smell is one of our oldest things. So to quicken our consciousness or quicken our awareness, add fresh things to our lives, one thing you can do is put pleasing smells in your space or change up the smells in your space. And this will waken you up a little bit. And then take something that you'd like to look at, again, something pleasing to you, and write down your observations about it. So something as simple as like a lemon, or I have fruit trees in my backyard, so I'm always being prompted by them. So something as simple as a piece of fruit, or even a shoe. Sit down and just see if you can't make yourself notice more things about that than you've noticed before. Yeah. And we want to just start adding to our life quality by perceiving more richness in everything, in the fabric of everything, in the very fabric of our lives. And who among us hasn't gotten stuck in status quo, or stuck in the matrix, or stuck in depression, or stuck in something that's like loops around in our head until we feel no sense of self-worth, you know? And then once you start on that habit trail of no sense of self-worth, it's really bad, because you are going to then most likely attract people in your lives who have this similar blech sense of self-worth. So to shift higher calibration, start noticing beauty in things. Start seeing beauty. Start choosing to go places like the beach or the mountain or a lake, go hang out next to a tree and see if the tree has any messages for you. All these things are going to wake up your zest for life a little bit bigger, and you can start ever so small. You can start ever so small. You can start with one leaf or one change up of the way you drive home every day, go home a different way. If you take public transportation, take a different route. You know, take a route that takes a little longer, but it's prettier. Yeah, isn't that amazing? Take some time to appreciate a little deeper those beings in your life, those people in your life, the kitties or the dogs or the horses in your life. Who could you appreciate more deeply? Living or dead, you could appreciate someone who's already crossed over. Like, I could appreciate my mom. I could take a moment and appreciate my mom, right? Even though she's crossed over. So who could you appreciate today? And I really just wanted to do a podcast about being open to opportunities that you may not have considered. That's really the whole message today, is having an awareness of opportunities that you might not quite have considered. Hey, you know what? I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but I build podcasts, and I'd love to help you build your podcast. If you go to podcastpassion.net, you can actually listen to a video about building podcasts. It's free. So podcastpassion.net, you can find out more about podcasting with me. So have a most amazing day, and let's see what kind of opportunities show up for you. I'm very curious.